And immediately I was transferred from the infantry into the cavalry. Oh, God's ways are wonderful, dear people. It was because I was transferred to the cavalry that God met with me. And met with me, would I say, the second time. Oh, I'm thankful to God that I believe in a deeper work of grace. I couldn't deny it today. But in the last major charge of the British cavalry, I was severely wounded. And I'm now lying on the ground beside a dead horse. The horse had rolled over me in the fall and injured my spine. But I'm also severely wounded in my body. And blood is flowing freely from me. While lying there, I was convicted and convinced in my own mind that I was dying. Oh, it came forcibly before me. The blood flowing freely, oh no, you can't live. These were thoughts that coursed through my mind. And suddenly, that verse of scripture came before me. Without holiness, no man can see God. And my dear people, conscious, deep in the glorious realization that I was born again, I felt very unworthy and very unfit to meet God. Oh, I'm just telling you how I felt. But then, in the providence of God, another remarkable thing happened. The Canadian horse were called out to a second charge. I refer to the Lord Strathcona horse of Canada. And when charging over that bloody battlefield with the hundreds wounded and perhaps hundreds dying, a horse's hoof struck me in the spine. They were charging over the dead and the living. That horse's hoof struck me, and I must have groaned, because that groan registered in the mind of that young trooper. And when the charge was over, he was among the few that came back. And I tell you, there were very few. It was a dreadful day. But he came right to where I lay, dismounted, lifted me, and threw me across the horse's back. Took the reins again and galloped to the nearest casualty clearing station. Now it was on that horse's back that the glorious miracle happened. I remembered a prayer of my father, or a prayer of Mary McChain, and I cried, God, oh God, make me as holy as a saved sinner can be. And God did it. Oh, I think I mentioned this already, but it's worth mentioning again. God swept into my life, and I knew in a matter of minutes an experience that I didn't think was possible this side of heaven. Through all my soul its waters flowed, through all my nature stealing, and deep within my heart I knew the consciousness of healing. Oh, my dear people, I was healed. Physically? No, spiritually, yes. The sense of God, oh, kept coursing through. I already mentioned this, that at that moment, I felt as pure as an angel. I'm only saying what I felt, dear people. Don't misunderstand me. Only God knew where I stood and how I stood, but that was how I felt. My dear people, if you wish to honor God, give Him credit for the excellency of His work in redemption. He's a God that heals and a God that saves. I was brought to the casualty clearing station. Now let me say this, that I could hardly speak a word of English then. My language was Gaelic, the language of the Highlands of Scotland. And I couldn't praise God in English. I couldn't pray in English. All my reading was done in Gaelic. My singing in the same language. But That afternoon I couldn't sing. I was too weak through the loss of blood. But I could repeat the psalm. Oh, I could repeat the psalm. Oh, thou my soul, bless God the Lord, and all that in me is, be stirred up his holy name to magnify and bless. And I kept repeating it. There wasn't a single person in that casualty clearing station that could understand a single word of what I said. But my dear people, oh, this is God. This is the operation of a sovereign God. Into that casualty clearing station, God came in convicting power, and within an hour, seven Canadians were saved. It was my first experience of Holy Ghost revival.